He is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of that before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. It is a busy Friday, as my discussion there with Charmaine Yost indicated. The president wasting no time announcing his Supreme Court commission. At least they're going to look at it. They're going to see, is there some way we can rig the court? That's my code. That's how I decoded what he said. Anyway, we'll discuss that more, I'm sure. But I want to turn to the gun issue, and I want to turn to Governor Mike Huckabee, a proud Second Amendment advocate and somebody who I know believes that the Second Amendment is very important. And Governor, it's always good to have you with us. This week, with the president signing those six executive orders addressing guns, and some of them, I don't know what he's you want to cut down on mass shootings. I don't know what ghost guns have to do with that. I don't think any of these shootings have been pulled off with ghost guns. But he wants a red flag provision where your family members could go to court and say you should take his guns away. That he wants to give police the same right to be able to do that. Governor, they all sound like somewhat reasonable ideas when he talks about them, but when you get into the finer detail of it, you know, what is the real criteria under which he wants people to be able to have the right to take away your gun?
Kevin, there's a lot of misinformation. Let me give you an example. When he's talking about ghost guns, where you can buy various parts and then assemble a gun, well, that may apply to a hobbyist or somebody who just likes to sort of be a shade tree gunsmith. However, if you sell that gun to anyone, then you have to go through the same process of having properly noted, registered. You can't just sell it on the marketplace. Now, I'm not saying that criminals wouldn't do that, but criminals are going to do that anyway.
I'm sure, Governor, that criminals are going to abide by all the executive orders, aren't they? I mean,
of course they would. Yeah, and that's the whole point. Criminals don't abide by the gun laws we have, and they're not going to abide by any gun laws we create. The problem with most of the proposed gun laws is that it only is going to make it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to protect themselves, and it doesn't do really a doggone thing to stop crime.
Well, and Governor, this is an uncomfortable thing to talk about, but I was on the air yesterday when the Bryan, Texas story broke. Another gun-free building that, you know, a person with a vendetta came back and was angry and took after his former coworkers. You can have two conversations. You can have the CNN conversation, which is, oh, this is so terrible and the sky is falling and this is the worst it's ever been. Or you can look at data that shows that roughly half the number of people will be killed by firearms this year as to being killed in car accidents. You know, car accidents will roughly double the number of dead at the end of the year that any deaths from guns will cause. And I know that's not popular to say, and I know that we give lots of outsized coverage to these mass shootings, these shooting events, as they're called. But the truth is, we've gotten more sophisticated and more careful about gun safety across the country as a whole. That's why gun crimes have fallen in a lot of places. They're not in the big cities where crime is way up. But aside from that, we're seeing progress on gun deaths.
The fact is, the greatest likelihood of a gun death is in the community where guns are more strictly controlled. Chicago, Washington, D.C., New York, Los Angeles. Yep. Here's a great example. The AR-15 is the gun that the Democrats most often will target. So they blame the AR-15 for virtually everything, even though 0.1% or less of murders involve any form of the AR.
Right.
I'll give you a comparison. 5.7% of murders are committed with hands, fists, or feet. 3.9% with blunt objects such as hammers or baseball bats. I'm just pointing out that when you look at the great scheme of things, the AR-15 is probably not nearly as dangerous as our hands, fists, and feet. So I think what President Biden should do is to issue an executive order that would require everyone to tie up their hands, never make a fist, and keep their feet tightly wrapped in shoes that are somehow tied to each other so that they can't be used as a lethal weapon as well.
Yeah. No, it's true. So let me ask you about this. You're seeing states start to say, we're not going to abide by the new federal guidelines, whether they be executive orders or whatever the administration wants to hand down. And Arizona passed a bill this last week that does that. There's going to be some other states that are pursuing similar legislation already. What's going to happen as a result of that? If you have a federal stance that says this is the way it needs to be, but the states have said, no, we're going to do it differently here. Who has the final say on that?
Well, if it's just an executive order, the states do, because an executive order is not a law. It's a policy, but it can't be a law. A law requires legislation, and that requires the House and the Senate to act with a presidential signature. I think where we're headed, Kevin, is a major Supreme Court case that is going to bring some clarity to the fact that presidents can't just make up law and impose it upon 50 states without there being the people's representatives in the House and Senate having created, passed, and then executed a level of genuine legislative action. You know, we had it somewhat during the Trump administration, where you had all these Democrat states saying they were going to have sanctuary cities. They weren't going to abide by the federal law. And people said, well, you can't do that. Now the same liberals are saying that the conservatives can't just up and say they're not going to abide by some federal gun law, even though there's a big difference. What conservatives were saying, and Republican attorneys general, was that they weren't going to accept that a state could ignore a true federal law, because immigration laws are actual laws. They're laws on the books. They weren't just policies. So that's where we're headed. It's going to be a major showdown in the courts, and frankly, it needs to be.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And as Arizona and others are passing these pieces of legislation, I do think that we are headed to the court. Interesting today that the administration is now looking at the court. They want to. It's almost, Governor, it's almost like with the thinnest of margins and the weakest ruling hand in Washington in decades, they are committed to completely overturning everything about the American government and way of life that they can before the elections have a chance to correct it in the 2022 cycle in 2024. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
I do think we're going to see a major course correction in 2022, because they're overplaying their hand. They're doing it in a brutal way. Americans, even people who maybe are sympathetic with their views, don't like the process that is basically the process of bullies and hammering it home without any participation from the minority side.
None. All right, Dove, thanks for all that analysis. Real quickly, what's coming up on Huckabee Today this weekend on TBN?
Well, Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia will talk about what he's going through and explain how Woca-Cola and Delta Airlines and Major League Baseball got it all wrong. And we've also got Gordon Chang talking about the Chinese connection in all of this stuff.
Yeah, no, that's going to be a powerful show. And look for that, 8 and 11, Saturday and Sunday nights, Governor. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kevin. Take care.
All right. It's Calvin McCullough. We're coming back with my final thought. Don't go away.